Good evening, everyone. I'd like to offer a guided meditation tonight on the four elements. This is a meditation that the Buddha offers teaches in the mindfulness of the body discourse, and also more extensively in the Satipatthana Sutta, the four applications of mindfulness in the section on the body. And he says to reflect on the body, whatever we're doing, we could be walking, we could be sitting, standing or lying down, that it's made up of four elements. And these elements are earth, water, fire, and air. And it's not only that our bodies are made up of the physical elements our physical bodies are made up of these four elements, but also the properties associated with these elements can be discovered within the body as we experience the body, feeling the body inside. And the Buddha said to contemplate that the body is made up of these elements, to contemplate this internally and externally. So internally, feeling in the body, and externally, looking around, recognizing that other bodies are composed of these elements, and recognizing the elements present around us in the world. So please take a posture for the guided meditation, a posture which is easeful and also upright. And bringing awareness to the body, and noticing in the sensing of the body the earth element. The earth element is characterized by hardness, resistance, form, stiffness, rigidity. So we feel the hardness, we feel the resistance, especially in the skeleton of the body. We can feel that, as we're sitting on a bench or a cushion or a chair. We can feel the sits bones in contact with the chair. We can easily feel the teeth in our mouth. Those are very available to us to feel. And to recognize that this earth element is present in the body and is present outside the body as well. We can see the earth element in the forms and the hardness of trees. Of course, in the earth itself, walking on the earth, feeling the support of the earth beneath us, that it has resistance. It's not like water where it conforms to the shape of a container and gives way to an object placed in it. But just notice how you feel. Take a minute to move your attention into the body and notice how you feel the earth element in the body. How do you experience the form of the body, feeling the form of the body, feeling the bones in the body. And contemplate that these elements, the materials of which the bones are composed and the muscles are composed and so on, are outside the body as well, and that we nourish the body and rebuild all of these earth elements through the food that the earth produces that we eat. I'm taking a moment to just reflect on the earth element inside the body and outside the body, and how the body lives in a dependency, interdependency, with the earth and the earth element. So not only contemplations use thought, reflective thought, but also feeling in the body, the immediacy of this reality. And now we'll move to feeling the water element in the body. So we can feel the water element most easily and immediately in the mouth, and the saliva in the mouth. We can feel it in the liquidity of the eyes, the moistness of the eyes. We can also feel the liquidity of the body in the softness of the tissues, and the way that the body responds to gravity by feeling the pull of gravity on the liquidity in our bodies. The water element has the characteristics of wetness as well as liquidity and cohesion. The different systems, the blood system, ties the body together, bringing oxygen and nutriment to all of the cells. And the lymph system as well flows through the body. Now feeling the water in the body and bringing to mind water externally as well. The river just beyond our window, the water in the clouds in the sky, the water that fills the trees, the water in the snow on the ground. And bringing to mind that this, all of these places where we can find water, that there's a flow into the body, into our body, the body we call ours, and out back to the earth. Contemplating the water element internally and externally. Next, we'll contemplate the fire element. So the fire element has to do with temperature, heat, or absence of heat, and transformation. Fire transforms what it burns. And so the heat element can be felt on the surface of the body, the warmth or the coolness on the surface of the body. And also it can be felt by bringing our attention inward to the core of the body and feeling the warmth in the core of the body. It might take a little bit of attention to just notice the difference in temperature between the inner core of the body and the surface. All of the heat that we feel in the body derives from the sun. The sun is the source of fire in the body. The energy from the sun is transformed by leaves and green, the green life in the world around us, into sugars, which we eat, and or we eat animals who have eaten plants and receive that transformed energy from their bodies. And then those sugars are released in our bodies and burned through oxygenation, through our breath. The breathing brings in oxygen, and the sugars are burned to heat the body. So we are being warmed by the sun from inside the body. And so contemplating the fire element internally and externally. We're feeling the change of season into winter, and so we're feeling the absence of the strength of the fire element. In the environment around us, that's also noticing how the fire element is in the world externally. It's not only the presence of it, but it's also the absence. And of course, the sun is still very present. It just doesn't feel as strong. So feeling the warmth in the body, internally, contemplating the fire element externally. Using our direct experience of the feeling the fire element, and also contemplating the presence. Presence of the fire element in the life around us. And lastly, contemplating the air element. Of course, we feel the air element in the breath. And we experience the air all around us. The air element also includes spaces in our body and other gases in our body, in our bodies. And so the air element is moving through us continuously. We see the air element in motion, vibration, oscillation. These are the qualities of the air element. And we can see the air element or experience it primarily in its movement. We feel the breeze or the wind, or we see the branches of the trees moving, or the ripples of the wind on the water. Contemplating the air element internally and externally. So as we contemplate the elements of the body in this way, we can recognize that none of them is me or mine? The earth, the water, fire, air. Our bodies are composed of these elements, and none of them is me or mine. And yet, the body is, the body is entirely dependent on the flow of these elements to construct and reconstruct and nourish the body and keep it alive. You know, we can live maybe for a few weeks or months without eating. We can live maybe a few days without drinking. We can live a very short time without any heat, and only minutes without air. There's a great meditation master from Thailand, Bhikkhu Buddhadasa, great 20th century meditation master, who's had a great influence on Buddhism in the West, and he kept repeating, "The body is nature. The body is nature. And looking at nature is like looking in a mirror. The body is borrowed. It will return to nature. This sense of being distinct from, being outside nature, imposing a sense of ownership and control, creates suffering. This body has a contingent, a dependent, an interdependent existence. And when we contemplate this, we can touch the precariousness that we share with all living beings. When we contemplate how dependent we are for our life on these elements, we can touch in to how fragile life is, how precarious it is. And this can open the heart to compassion for beings who live so much on the edge. Squirrels building their nests, trying to hunker down for the winter. People who don't have shelter and try to survive. The harsh weather that we experience in this part of the world. Contemplating that the body is contingent, the body is nature, can open our hearts to the whole world, to all of life. We are not separate, we're not apart. And so in the last couple of minutes of this guided contemplation, just allow the heart to open to all of life with whom we share these basic elements, with love, with compassion, with deep appreciation of the beauty of life around us.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.